Welcome to the SDC Daily Podcast. This term we're looking at Matthew's Gospel. If this podcast encourages you, why not pass on the link?
Good morning and welcome to Thursday's podcast. It's Liam here and it's great to be with you again. Firstly, I just want to say a massive thank you to Sam Watson, a new member of the team here at SDC. There's awesome reflections yesterday as he spoke about learning to trust in the Father's provision. If you've not yet listened, check it out on Catch Up. It was brilliant. Thank you so much, Sam. Picking up the thread again today, the passage we have is a continuation of what Sam began to unpack for us yesterday. These are Jesus' instructions to his disciples before he sent them out in his authority to proclaim the kingdom. Our passage today is Matthew chapter 10, verses 20 to 42. We're going to focus on verses 38 to 39. Whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. A thought for the day. If yesterday was the excitement and the adventure of go proclaim the kingdom, then today Jesus is bringing the reality of what that will mean for his disciples to bear. And he doesn't try to sugarcoat it all. Hatred, persecution, being made to flee, threatened with arrest, threatened with death even. He spells out to them the reality of what being a fisher of people would actually look like. And part of me wonders, you know, what did the disciples feel at this point hearing all of this? What was going on in their heads? Like, was this what they thought they'd signed up for? Perhaps Jesus knew all of this. Being God, he would have done, of course, which is why, as we see in today's passage, he reaffirms that covenantal call that yes, you will go, but the Lord goes with you. You go in his name, that you are loved, that he cares for you and that he's got you. And then Jesus kind of brings it all into the land, summarizing as only Jesus can do. What does it mean to be my disciple? Basically, guys, what I'm asking you to do is to be willing to die. To pick up your cross. Jesus uses the image of crucifixion, and it sounds harsh to our ears, but in a time when the Romans were regularly dishing this out as a form of punishment, this would have been utterly shocking to the disciples' ears. Jesus lays it all bare. As the theologian Dietrich Bonhoeffer once wrote, when Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die. Die to what, Jesus? To die maybe to our own selves, to die to putting our own needs first, to being in control, to having to fix everything, to owning our own future. This is maybe what picking up our cross means. It's embracing God's will over our own. It's saying, Jesus, I'm all in, I'm all yours. In a podcast I listened to recently, I heard it described in this way, that what Jesus calls us to as his disciples is a kind of dying that leads to living. And as we've reflected on much recently, this is a season of mourning. On a global scale, we're mourning the loss now of over 1 million lives to COVID and counting. And for each of us, it has impacted our way of life to the extent that we've known loss. Maybe someone we love, maybe a job, an idea of what university life might be like. Friendships have changed, maybe a way of seeing people, a way of worshipping in church. It's loss. And this is a season where we could really go one of two ways. We could either step away, check out, throw the towel in, and find ourselves becoming more and more detached from God. Or we could choose to really press into him, to lean upon him, to take the language of Jesus in John 15 and to abide, to remain in him. I don't believe God has sent COVID, but I do believe he can show us something in this crazy season. Just maybe it's something that Jesus was trying to illustrate to his disciples 2,000 years ago, ahead of that epic mission they were about to embark on. Because Jesus knew that as he sent them, they were going to find themselves in the place of faith, a place where they simply couldn't do anything unless God turned up. To provide, as Sam talked about yesterday, to protect, to reveal his power. And that must have been a pretty challenging and uncomfortable place to be in, to really let go and let God take over. What about us? Well, each of us, we're in a place of faith too. We don't know what the next 6, 12, 18 months maybe could look like. This whole season feels a bit like stepping off a cliff and we're still waiting to hit the bottom. But it's in that place where God gives us the gift of faith, where we simply have to let go of having to have all of the answers and sort it, because let's face it, we can't. And it's in that place that an exchange takes place. In our weakness, God reveals his strength. In our darkness, we see his light. The life Jesus longs to bring us can only come through death. Discipleship is an invitation to come follow him, to be part of, to work for the beautiful kingdom he's building. But with it comes a choice, his way over my way, my life to receive his eternal gift. And it's in that handover that we know freedom, that we take hold of hope, and that we receive life. Let's pray together today. Jesus, thank you that you have laid down your life for mine. That the life you offer us is richer, fuller, it's more beautiful than we could ever imagine, but that it also comes with a cost. Lord, let us be a people who are willing to count that cost, to die to the areas of our lives that we struggle to let go of. Help us to press into your grace this day and every day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Matthew chapter 10, verses 21 to 42. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child. Children will rebel against their parents and have them put to death. You'll be hated by everyone because of me, but the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. When you are persecuted in one place, flee to another. Truly I tell you, you will not finish going through the towns of Israel before the Son of Man comes. The student is not above the teacher, nor a servant above his master. It is enough for students to be like their teachers and servants like their masters. If the head of the house has been called Beelzebul, how much more the members of his household? So do not be afraid of them, for there is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known. What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What is whispered in your ear, proclaim from the roofs. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not 2 sparrows sold for a penny? Yet not one of them will fall to the ground outside of your Father's care, and even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So don't be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. Whoever acknowledges me before others, I will also acknowledge before my Father in heaven. But whoever disowns me before others, I will disown before my Father in heaven. Do not suppose that I have come to bring peace to the earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. For I have come to turn a man against his father, a daughter against her mother, a daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies will be the members of his own household. Anyone who loves their father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. Anyone who loves their son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. Whoever does not take up their cross and follow me is not worthy of me. Whoever finds their life will lose it, and whoever loses their life for my sake will find it. Anyone who welcomes you welcomes me, and anyone who welcomes me welcomes the one who sent me. Whoever welcomes a prophet as a prophet will receive a prophet's reward, and whoever welcomes a righteous person as a righteous person will receive a righteous person's reward. And if anyone gives even a cup of cold water to one of these little ones who is my disciple, truly I tell you, that person will certainly not lose their reward. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Keep my lamp burning. You have turned my darkness to light. Set my feet high on this mountain. Put my enemies to flight. So I now will praise you as long as I live. I will praise you again and again. When I walk through the valley, I will not fear, for you are my strength and my shield. When everything around me is overtaken, now I know shaken. I'll never be shaken. I'll never be shaken. I'll never be shaken. I'll never be shaken. My darkness to light. Set my feet high on this mountain. Put my enemies to fly. So I now will praise you as long as I live. As long as I live. I will praise you again and again. When I walk through the valley, I will not fear, for you are my strength and my shield.